to persons under the age of 18.
About joining the Sungapo campaign? Guess what? EcoBank just extended it to December 31st, 2025. This is your chance to save smart, earn more, and win big. With monthly draws, the earlier you jump in, the more chances you get to win. Here's how. Deposit 40,000 kwacha or more into a fixed deposit account, lock it in for 4 months, and just like that, you could grab 4,000 kwacha cash back. But wait, it gets even better. Your money earns a huge 10% interest per annum while you sit back and relax. Visit any EcoBank branch today and join the Sungapo campaign before the clock runs out. EcoBank. Save smart, win big. Campaign ends December 31st, 2025. Terms and conditions apply.
Sungapo with EcoBank. Deposit your cash and get it back. Sungapo with EcoBank. Deposit your cash and get it back. And get it back. Deposit your cash and get it back. And get it back. Deposit your cash and get it back.
Hello, Bongo Bongo. Again, more than 500 games, free bets, cashback. Ah, now you're just showing off.
Spin slots, bet sports, room relay. Bongo Bongo's calling. And ignoring the call? That's bad luck, boss.
Play now. Your jackpot is waiting.
18 plus. Bet responsibly. Terms and conditions.
With Showmax, it's an all-you-can-eat buffet of entertainment for less than a night out. Get unlimited access to binge-worthy series, movies, kids shows, and every Premier League match. Stream or download on your phone or laptop. Binge anytime, anywhere. And with packages starting from just 70 kwacha, entertainment has never been this affordable. Sign up now at showmax.com. Stream everything you love and stay ahead of the game. T's and C's apply.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
African Development Bank, AFDB, commends Zambia for macroeconomic progress. Opposition Democratic Union, DU, prioritizes youth women in next year's polls, giving them 40 and 30% contesting chances, respectively. In international news, DRC President Felix Tshisekedi publicly appeals to Kagame to hold M23 violence. And in sports, Zambia pick up a vital win over Tanzania.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Trassis. The African Development Bank, AFDB Group, has commended Zambia for the economic progress the country has made amid serious threats because of the Russia-Ukraine war, drought, and COVID-19. Speaking when the group paid a courtesy call on President Hichilema this afternoon, AFDB Group President Dr. Sidi Ould Tah said the country has recorded an impressive economic progress, adding that macroeconomic reforms and the reopening of mines which were closed triggered investor confidence. Meanwhile, Dr. Tah reiterated the group's commitment to supporting developmental projects in Zambia through the African Development Fund. He further underscored the support for the country using the 2024-2029 country strategy for Zambia and that the bank is keen to expand the partnership with the government by ensuring that all collaborating partners from the different regions to co-finance the operation of the group in the country.
I would like also to congratulate Your Excellency and the Zambian people for the progress made over the past 4 years. And it is really impressive to see the number of reforms, 92 reforms, which are really very impressive by all means. And also the economic performance, the macroeconomic indicators have really been impressive over the past 4 years, in spite of COVID, in spite of Ukraine, in spite of the drought. So the country has been doing extremely well. And I'm also very pleased to know that most of the mines which were closed are now reopened, and that shows the confidence from investors worldwide. So congratulations, Mr. President. I would like also to reiterate the support of the African Development Bank to Zambia and our readiness to continue to support all the development activities in the country through the various windows, through the African Development Fund, African Development Fund, African Development.
And Zambian President Hakainde Hichilema has called on the AFDB group to work in collaboration on reforms that aim to deepen the bank's ability to fundraise and making capital available for African member states, noting that African countries were paying high capital. The head of state has therefore encouraged the group to speed up the reforms for global finance to ensure their fair pricing of capital for African governments.
Now, as a member of the three-man team, my Ghanaian colleague, Kenyan colleague, and myself are tasked by the African Union and the continent to drive the reform of the global financial architecture, which you refer to, and I thank you for your reference and your appreciation, to work on, amongst many things, is really to make capital available to Africa in two elements. One, at the right price, because Africa is paying a higher price of capital than others, even in the same sector, outside of Africa. I think this is not something that should continue. So we want to encourage you and your team, management team, obviously your staff, your specialists there, with the board support, to work with this team. We're working with you. We're working together to accelerate this drive for the reform of the global financial system for the fair price of capital. Secondly, to drive more capital inflows into our countries, our economies, so that we can drive economic growth, expansion, growth for us, growth, more growth is really what we are saying now. We are saying, since we took office 4 years ago, 1.5 months, 4 years, 1.5 months ago, that we seek ye economic growth.
The head of state has therefore encouraged the group to speed up the reforms for global financial architecture to ensure fair pricing of capital for African governments. With only 308 days remaining before Zambia votes in the general election slated for August 13, 2026, Opposition Democratic Union, DU, has opened up for Zambians to contest the 2026 general elections on its ticket, giving the youth 40% chance. According to a press statement released to Power FM News, the party has also prioritized women, pegging them at 30%, while men and persons with disabilities at 20 and 10% respectively. The party has therefore underscored the need for the youth, women and persons with disabilities to seize the opportunity and side with the Democratic Union in shaping the future of the country. The party has stressed its commitment to transforming Zambia's future through inclusive development anchored on transparency, respect for rule of law, consensus, equity and accountability, among other principles of good governance. Economist Dr. Luwinda Habasoka has called for extensive strengthening of economic policies if the country is to double its gross domestic product, GDP, by the year 2031. Dr. Habasoka said this is a critical need to improve the ease of doing business across various sectors, emphasizing that a conducive business environment will serve as a foundation for sustainable economic growth. He further identified stimulus packages as essential tools for driving economic activity and contributing significantly to GDP generation. According to Dr. Habasoka, these interventions should be well targeted to support key growth areas such as agriculture, manufacturing, mining, and technology. He has since urged government to prioritize investments in infrastructure, skills development, and innovation, noting that these areas are crucial for unlocking long-term productivity and attracting both local and foreign investment. Elephants have damaged Linda West Primary and Secondary School in Livingston District of Southern Province, destroying wall fence and crops for school garden. Due to this unforeseen development, the school is appealing for help to safeguard the property and protection of pupils at the Learning Facility Services Communities in three wards of Livingston constituency. Meanwhile, Parents Teachers Community Chairperson PNES Munene underscored the urgent need for protection as elephants have become a serious danger to learners and teachers. And Nansanzu Ward Chairperson Clement Ngubwe has called for collaborative efforts from government departments to prevent the entry of wild animals in the area. In the meantime, Karibu Ward Chairperson Thomas Mwale has expressed concern